for 2.5. So I think we can't really, it's hard to dismiss that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's unfortunate, but anyway, I think the 2.5, and to not have any confusion, I'd hate to, I don't think anything would be thrown for the city of Branson here, but it'd be very simple for us to make a motion on, in that regard.
What's your thought after looking at the appraisal and everything else?
I think in looking at how we've done things in the past, the 2.5 would be consistent with the logic that we've used in the past. It's a sales contract.
Does the assessor have any comment?
Whatever you decide.
Okay. But we do have the 2.5. All right.
Do you have a motion? So,
yeah, let's just go ahead and make the motion. And then,
did you motion?
Because he's already said they're comfortable with it.
Motion?
I'll make a motion that the assessed value be based on the sales contract. I haven't seen it, but it's...
I'm sorry?
The assessed value or appraised
value?
Yes.
2.5 million.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Right.
Do you want to second that?
I'll second it. There's the previous motion to go to 2.2 million. There was no second, so that motion fails. There's a new motion on the floor to approve the reduction in appraised value to 2.5 million based on the purchase price with the city of Branson. We have a second. Is there any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 I'm going to abstain.
Okay, one abstention. Greg, not Greg. Jeff abstains. All right. You really don't have to. You can just tell him that we did agree to the 2.5 reduction based on the contract price with the city of Branson. And if there's anything else, is there anything else that we need to address here?
You guys agree, discussed to agree, 2.5 million, right?
We agreed to reduce the assessed value, the appraised value to 2.5 million on the taxes. Okay? So you'll get a revised assessment notice and a decision from the Board of Equalization letting you know what the new tax is, okay?
OK，他们是现在同就商量了以后同意两百五十万，然后呢你会收到一封信，会有新的税出来，然后你到时候再告诉我。好的，OK。Thank
you.
Just to be clear, Nia Go Bia Wan. That should be 2.5 million in Chinese. Nia Go Bia Wan.
We have one of our board members believing he can speak Chinese, I think. In any event, that's it. Is there anything? If there's nothing else, we thank you for calling in, or thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He's got it. Come on. I learned Chinese and karate.
There was some movie I was watching, and this guy said, hey, I know, I think it was Chinese, let me... say something. And what he said was not what he meant to say.
We need to get the appraisal back.
Yeah.
There's
Go
the appraisal.
Is five. So 2.5 and Bia Wan is million in Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's. I looked at all the comps in there. And so it'd be interesting to see how much of assessed value that's just gone to nonprofits and theaters in town here. I don't know if anybody's ever told all that about.
Well, it's a bunch. Churches.
Yeah.
With all the theaters.
And Sight and Sound could all be theaters, but they're assessed as a commercial enterprise.
Well, do you remember the big... Tony, the Yellow Ribbon Theater.
Orlando Theater.
It went to a huge mega church in Tulsa,
theater.
And they had they were trying to sell to the Chinese, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
On Welk Resort, is this just a valuation issue? What's that's BOE 2214 and 15?
14 is valuation, 15 is valuation.
Okay.
Mr. Anders, do you guys have any more in-person ones?
I don't believe we do. I think you can wander out if you'd like to.
Yeah, I want to protect them from me.
They might be scared of you. Yeah. Like authority vest on.
Yeah. They might get blinded by the vest. That's right. Yeah.
Again, on the assessor's part, we stand by what we've assessed at. Kenny does these for us, and if you
have you sent the basis of that value? Does it just go out just as this is what we've assessed you, or is there some sort of valuation?
He goes out and reassesses each building.
No, I'm saying what goes to them. Do they see how you valued it, or do they have to call in really to get that information?
Well, that's another thing. They've already got a lot of information because they tried to appeal last year, and they missed the deadline. So then they took us to the State Tax Commission, and the State Tax Commission dismissed them because they didn't go to BOE. So they've already exchanged, I think, paperwork with our county attorney for everything that we've got. So I would be looking for an appraisal from them to say that we're wrong or some sort of evidence. We didn't get any because, again, we didn't get to the part where we gave.
So your position is that you've assessed them the same that you assess. Is this a timeshare property that they are asking to be reevaluated, or is it just
no? It's
straight just hotel
on,
or
hotel theater. There's all sorts of stuff.
There's a timeshare aspect to the book resort.
Well, they did. I just don't know if they still. I assume they do.
I'm not sure they do. Different. Is that under welcome
resort? Yeah,
from them.
Okay.
14 and 15.
Let's give them a call. See what they have to say.
Yep.
How it says welcome resort is from.
Because this was the ruling from the State Tax Commission.
And you're saying because they didn't come before us first that they got. Gotcha.
Hello, this is Charles Young.
Hello, Mr. Young. This is David Akers, chairman of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling in about your two tax appeals.
Yes, sir.
We have the other members of the board present, and if you'd like to go ahead and address the two appeals, please do.
Yes, sir. I forwarded the historical income and expense for the two properties to the Taney County clerk. Did they make copies and give those to you?
The Taney County clerk has provided copies of the income and expense.
Okay. I would like to talk about first parcel 18 6.0 14 001 006.000.
That's the larger one.
Yes, that's the one with the theater, the restaurant, and the hotel.
Is any part of this used as timeshare?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, this is theater, restaurant, and hotel only.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I have provided you with the 18, 19, and 20 income and expense. So to get to the point, we appealed this back in 2021. It was mailed on the day of July 12th. And the statute was interpreted not postmarked, had to be in the office, so we weren't able to talk to you guys last year. So that being said, it's not conjecture that the pandemic was just horrific for type of hospitality, theater.
Thank you.
Property. So if you look at the income and expense, the theater revenue in 2019, gross revenue was $1,673,000. That dropped to $48,200. The overall income went from $6,134,000, dropped to $2,578,000. If you take out all the expenses, the operating income is negative, and that's before the debt service line. So you cannot capitalize negative operating income into an estimate of value. So what I'm presenting to you is evidence of economic obsolescence. That is a decline in value that's outside of the operation of the property, which is the COVID pandemic, and that's demonstrated through the drop in income. What we have done with hospitality properties and movie theaters, this is not a movie theater, this is a live theater, but we applied a 30% economic obsolescence value to obsolescence factor to the value. So what I'm suggesting is the Taney County estimate of fair market value was $7,506,267. We would recommend a value of $5,114,000. Based on the downturn experience of 2020 and reflected in the P&Ls. That's all I have for you.
Okay, you said something about $7 million. I mean, we've got in front of us that, what?
$11
million. $11,337,000.
Kenny reassessed
that, it. That is in for 2023. The 2022 is $7,306,267.
I'm looking at the 21 and 22 values.
Okay, 7 million what?
306, 367.
Okay. I got it. And these were reassessed on April 22nd of 22 by Kenny. So it went up for 23, just so you know. And he's not been assessed for a long time.
I just don't understand. Sorry, we had wrong information before us, but now I'm seeing $7,306,000.
What happened in 2011 here? It was
2011.
Well, we're looking back at a history of this, and back in 2007, this place was at $10,213,406. Then it went down to $9,517,000. Then in 2011, $6,800. Dropped significantly back in 2011, and then it hasn't been reassessed in a long time, it doesn't look like, and it stayed at that $7 million from 2015,
in
so for
in,
7 years.
In 2011, it went to BOE. On July 25th, Jim's office moved to set the total value of BOE number 2011-06-0353
to 6.8 million. That's the reason why it went down to 6.8 in 2011. Yeah, the appraised value of 7 million is less than it was more than 10 years ago. And it stayed the same for 7 years here.
Well, okay. This being an investment property, I think the most appropriate way to value it would be on an income approach. I don't have the income and expense statements from those years. So all I can do is talk about what I do know about it.
I understand. We're just looking at what we have in front of us here.
I think
can the if you have a comment, I was going to ask.
I think that they were going to go before state tax commission last year. They couldn't get in here. We didn't deny them, so it got thrown out at state tax commission because they weren't in here.
Right.
It, for income and expense, unless you want to look at it over there, but I think it's not 11 million this year, right?
No.
It's 7 million.
Seven.
We can deal with the 11 million next year if need be, but considering that it's been consistent with what it had been, I make a motion that we deny this and send them on up to the state tax commission.